Ask the questions you honestly want to know the answers to. Grow Great Daily Brief number 83 for Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018. I'm your host here, Randy Cantrell. Welcome. Greetings. Go to the website, growgreat.com. I'm fascinated that too often people don't ask. We don't ask the question that seems obvious to us. We don't ask for help, even though we know we could use it or we need it. Additionally, that we sometimes, maybe too often, we don't ask questions to feed or satisfy our curiosity or our desire to truly know. Now, the motivations behind our behavior, interesting, very interesting. We can ask questions to show off, to impress other people with our prowess, whether it's perceived or real. We can ask questions to intimidate. We can ask questions to ridicule. We can ask questions to help patronize. On and on it goes. The fuel behind our asking is not always honest or sincere. Now, this isn't a philosophical topic. It's practical. Don't get hung up on the truth. Yes, I believe it is the truth that some questions serve different ends. Teachers, they ask questions to find out how much does a student know or how much don't they know. Parents ask their teenagers questions to put them on the spot, making sure they know that we're watching them to protect them from their own foolishness. Tons and tons of other end results are part of the whole question quest. Today, I'm focused on how entrepreneurs need to ask questions that we honestly want to know the answers to. Questions intended to satisfy our curiosity or our need to learn. Data and information is what you need to make decisions. You make decisions every day. Sometimes you do it with not very much information. Sometimes you do it and you got way more information than you even need. Entrepreneurship is largely about figuring it out. It's what we do. Over time, we can sometimes lose our edge, though. We can think that we're smarter than we really are. Success or failure, it can jade us. And that pool of assumptions that we make, it grows increasingly larger over time, and it slows down our question-asking skills because we may think we already know the answer. One question leaps to the forefront for me continually, and it's a question that is aimed squarely at my innate abilities, my hard wiring. I'm very intuitive. I'm a dot connector. I'm always trying to make sense of things, trying to figure things out. Here's the question that can keep me awake at night. What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? I honestly want to know the answer to that. More specifically, I always want to know if I am wrong. Am I wrong? Am I right? What if I'm wrong keeps me on my toes by helping me consider the possibility, well, frankly, too often the probability, of being wrong. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I am a knife. And I give in to the reality that my intuition, while it is reasonably reliable, it isn't bulletproof. More than that, my what if I'm wrong question forces me to ask other questions in order to find out. And so that drive, that curiosity, for me, it needs satisfaction. What do you, we're talking about you now, what do you honestly want to know? Maybe there are lifelong questions that you have like mine. What if I'm wrong? Maybe not. But there certainly are tons of daily questions that need answers. Answers that you could be getting if you would just ask instead of surrendering to assumptions. And that's the lead. Answers that you could be getting if you would just ask instead of surrendering to your assumptions. As business operators, don't we deserve to get the answers when they are readily available simply by us asking, working to figure things out? You know, it would seem that we would get better over time and not laxer at asking questions that we honestly want the answers to, but that's not always the case. Know what to ask, know whom to ask, know when to ask. Well, what is easy? Ask whatever you honestly need to know. Forget about how you look. Forget about what other people think. The answer that you need is more important and more valuable than all that. Well, you know whom to ask. You know the people who likely have the answer, or at least the people who have an answer. Nothing prohibits you from asking as many people as you'd like. My only word of caution here, and the reason that I titled today's show the way that I did, is to avoid asking in search of the answer that you most want. And sometimes we do that. We're going to ask 10 people, and maybe it takes all 10 until we get to somebody. Yeah, okay, that's the answer I'm looking for. No, you're looking for truth. You're looking for honesty. Those have got to be the goals. When you should ask, well, that's easy as well. The minute you know what you'd like to find out, don't wait. Speed is key. I mean, come on. Can you really ask a question that you want the honest answer to? Can you do that too soon? No, of course not. You can certainly wait too long. You can certainly wait until it's too late. So take your swings. Take your swings the second that you want to take it. Become a question expert. Curiosity is certainly more innate in some than others, but it can be cultivated and it can be fostered. Asking questions in search of honest answers is the best way to become better at asking. Practice makes perfect. Getting the answers is often its own reward. It's kind of fuel to your curiosity fire. You'll find that asking in search of an honest answer, it sparks within you more questions, taking you deeper into the knowledge that, well, you would never achieve otherwise. So drill down just as deeply as you would like. It'll make you a better person. It'll make you a better entrepreneur. It will absolutely make you a better leader. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I appreciate your time and attention, and Lord willing, we'll do this again tomorrow. See ya.